This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Lori is from Raleigh. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
As I understand it, you're driving.
How are y'all doing?
We're doing good. You're driving your son to work today?
Yes, I am.
What does he do?
He works at an insurance company. Does IT for them.
Oh, so he's essential personnel, huh?
Bless him.
Yeah, he's helping out for the people who work from home.
Very nice.
Oh, that's so awesome.
All right, will you kick Kennedy out of her living room, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave your living room?
Sure, think of that.
I'm going to miss that when you come back to when she comes back to the studio. It's fun.
I'm saying living room?
Yeah, I like saying get out of your, like kicking her out of her own living room. Like, I enjoy
Kennedy
that.
Won't, though,
go in the kitchen.
Yeah, right.
She has to walk over 60,000 wires.
Yeah, and she goes out on the front stoop.
That's a lot.
So here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions, Lori. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose, okay?
Okay.
Question number one, TMZ has checked in on 96-year-old Bob Barker, and he's doing fine. They say he's quarantined at home in L.A., and that since his immune system is pretty banged up, he was actually socially isolating prior to COVID-19. Which movie did he beat up Adam Sandler in?
Happy Gilmore.
Question number two, with the president announcing he wants us to quarantine until April 30th, the It's Gonna Be May memes are starting early this year. Which group sang the song that inspired It's Gonna Be May memes?
NSYNC.
Who's playing, Lori? You or your son?
I am, but he's helping.
Yeah, I hear that. What's your son's name? We got to give him a little credit.
Andrew.
All right. Big NSYNC guy.
Yep. Question number three. Adam Schlesinger from the band Fountains of Wayne is in the hospital on a respirator because of COVID-19. Fountains of Wayne had one huge hit back in the day. Name that song.
Where you at, Andrew?
Not a clue.
Nothing. Okay. No. Question number four. The Rock says a Hobbs and Shaw sequel is in the works. Who is his co-star?
Jason Stratham? I don't say it right, but I can probably spell it. Stratham.
Okay. Question number five. As it turns out, the 10-year-old kid who went viral last year for winning a science fair by proving Tom Brady is a cheater is a Tampa Bay fan.
Oh, shocking.
And now that Brady is a Buccaneer, he says he's willing to give him a shot.
Yeah, it's funny how that works.
Yep. Mm. Hey, you got to root for the laundry.
Science fair project was stupid, kid.
What is the name of Brady's new production company named after the slot he was drafted in?
Oh, no, I don't know.
Andrew.
He was drafted in the sixth round. So, sixth round?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the living room, please.
Kennedy. Mom just got some. Andrew.
Did you give her
you
two
heard
or
that
three?
Voice?
So grounded.
I gave her
no
three.
Idea.
Okay.
Three. I gave her
she
three.
Was throwing an R in there, but we'll give it to
yeah,
her.
Yeah, yeah. All right, here we go, Kennedy. Lori, with a little bit of help from Andrew, got 3 out of 5.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, we stink.
It's more than half,
no,
my
you
math.
Don't, really?
All right, Kennedy, these are tough. Question number one, TMZ has checked in on Bob Barker, and he's doing fine. His immune system is pretty banged up, so he was actually already socially isolating before the pandemic. Which movie did he beat Adam Sandler up in?
Happy Gilmore.
Tied to one. Question number two, with the president announcing he wants us to stay at home until April 30th, the It's Going to Be May memes are starting early this year. Which group and song inspire those memes every year?
NSYNC, It's Going to Be May.
It's going to be May.
Question number three, Adam Schlesinger from the band Fountains of Wayne is in the hospital on a respirator because of COVID-19.
Oh my gosh.
They had a huge hit back in the day. Name that song.
Stacy's mom
has got it going on. All I want, and I've waited for so long.
I love it. I missed the sing along in the studio.
3-2. Question number four. The Rock says a Hobbs and Shaw sequel is in the works. Who is his co-star?
Jason Statham. I started watching that yesterday. I got 2 seconds in, so and bad. I was wow. OUT out. And you know how much
and
I love
so bad movies.
You love that whole franchise, too.
It's
more
terrible.
Than anything, but that is not part
4-3. Question number five. As it turns out, the 10-year-old kid who went viral last year for winning a science fair by proving Tom Brady is a cheater is a Tampa Bay Bucks fan. And now that Brady's a Buccaneer, he says he's willing to give him a shot. Kennedy, what is the name of Brady's new production company named after the slot he was drafted in?
199?
There it is, 199.
I don't know if it had a word before.
Wow.
Yep. 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Lori and Andrew. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
We're Lori and Andrew from Raleigh, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Megan's from Tingsboro. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
So I understand you're on your way to your mom's to deliver supplies?
Oh. Yeah, my dad's still having to go to work. So, we're all really nervous, but they didn't have any hand sanitizer, so I'm bringing them some.
Ooh.
Oh, you're so good.
What's the upcharge?
Stay alive.
Has anybody found toilet paper yet?
I went to 2 stores yesterday to find paper towels. And
I'm now starting to get stressed. So
I ordered them online.
We shop at a wholesale store. So
I've had no problem.
We haven't bought any yet, but there hasn't been any in the stores.
Well, you should order them.
Yeah.
You got to be proactive. You
have to kind of do a search. I've gone around the way and found business supply stores.
Oh,
Staples.
Look at you.
Yeah, a lot of like...
Yeah, do a search.
Like hardware stores will have some stuff as well.
Who's the person with thousands of rolls just sitting in their living room like
but you're garbage.
They're standing on them like a dragon.
Kennedy, what's your address? What's your address, Kennedy? I know where I get a deal on some, Dan. You want to take a ride? Will you kick Kennedy out of her living room, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave your living room?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Kennedy's moving slow today. Hang on.
No, there's just so many wires. You just, it's a
Annie,
lot.
Annie, find her stash of toilet paper.
I don't know where it is.
Find the stash.
Okay, well.
I'll pay you double whatever.
Kennedy's already on the brink. Let's not push her over.
Seriously.
All right, please 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you the $100. Again, if you tie, you lose. Question number one. So producer Dan just watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood last night. So, hey, let's do a question about that. Who played past his prime actor Rick Dalton, who was still struggling to stay relevant in Hollywood? Which actor?
Okay, I didn't see that movie at all. I know Brad Pitt won an Oscar for it, so I'm just going to say him.
Question number two. CNN's Chris Cuomo tested positive for the coronavirus. His brother, Andrew Cuomo, is the governor for which state?
Oh, God. I was just talking to somebody about that, and I cannot remember. I want to say Virginia.
Question number three. Jamie Lee Curtis might be joining the cast of The Mandalorian. Where does The Mandalorian air? Which service?
Oh, Disney Plus.
Question number four. Sorry about that. Selena Gomez is donating to Cedar Sinai. She got an organ transplant there a couple of years ago. There are no specifics on her donation. Which organ did Selena's friend give her?
Kidney.
Question number five. Tom DeLonge posted a meme that compared Tiger King star Joe Exotic and his two husbands to the original Blink 182.
I love Tiger King memes.
It's amazing.
But his former bandmate, Mark Hoppus, replied, quote, "The hell you're Joe, I'm Joe." Apparently, he got into a fight on social media about it. Who is the third original Blink member besides Tom and Mark?
I think it was Travis Barker.
Let's get Kennedy back into the living room, please.
Kennedy!
Did you get that toilet paper yet?
Mark would definitely be Joe Exotic.
Did you get the toilet paper?
Thank you for doing the Joe Exotic question, because I'm like in tears worried about my dad, so thank you.
Okay. We're here to help you.
Yeah.
we're here to help you forget the normal stuff. All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Okay.
I have 3 out of 5 right for Megan. These are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
Producer Dan just watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood last night, so you're going to get one of those questions today.
Okay.
Who played the past his prime actor Rick Dalton, who was still struggling to stay relevant in Hollywood?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
I wish Tarantino gave me an edit on that. We could have cut 25, 30 minutes off that easy.
Oh, are you kidding me? I thought it was a masterpiece.
It was great, but it didn't need to be 3 hours.
Question number two. CNN's Chris Cuomo tested positive for the coronavirus. His brother Andrew is the governor for which state?
New York.
2-0. Question number three. Jamie Lee Curtis might be joining the cast of The Mandalorian. Where does that air?
Disney Plus.
3-1. Question number four. Selena Gomez is donating to Cedar Sinai. You know, she had an organ transplant there a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. Which organ did Selena's friend give to her?
Kidney.
4-2. Question number five. Tom DeLonge posted a meme that compared Tiger King star Joe Exotic and his two husbands to the original Blink 182. And he said he's Joe. But his former bandmate Mark Hoppus replied, "The hell you're Joe, I'm Joe." Who is the third original Blink member besides Tom and Mark?
I have no idea.
Oh, Travis Barker, the drummer, Kennedy.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. Okay,
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Megan, you don't get the cash. What would you like to say to Kennedy, though, before you head out?
Thank you for keeping the entertainment coming. I am Megan from Kingsboro, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.